Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Beautiful day. What a beautiful Monday it is. Lucky us. Been waiting all weekend for this day. Hello, Monday.
Mwah! Word to your mother.
What about her? Oh, just in general, happy Monday, word to your mother.
It's beautiful, word to your mother. I don't know. I don't know if that fits or not, but I was thinking of Ellie and thought I'd mention her real quick.
Oh, yeah. I get to see her Thursday.
She's that's why part of the reason why. I mean, I think of her often, quite a bit, actually, but, you know, now that you're going to see her, it's even more exciting.
Oh,
I can't wait to get some selfies.
Post a million things. Us with our cocktails out by the pool and our string bikinis. For you. We'll probably have a wet t-shirt contest at some point. We always do. Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
This is so stupid. Speaking of, well, I mean, how did I get? I guess we're speaking of nipples, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Apparently, and I didn't see it. I only watched, you know, I mean, I did watch it. I don't know how I didn't notice. Everyone says that just like Rachel Green from the television show Friends, what's her name? Jen Aniston had full NHOs on the TV show reunion episode.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Just like she always did on the TV show.
She did occasionally have those on the show, and you'd think, ooh, maybe they should pad those down. But that was part of the appeal.
I just didn't notice. I didn't even, and I almost am like, what does that mean to
me? I feel like she had a jacket on, and
saw it, and I didn't see it.
I didn't notice.
I am slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, see if you can find, let's have a look at that, Bryn.
You know I'm on
just,
it.
Just, you know. NHOs. I know exactly what you're saying, but I don't think I've ever heard them referred to as that.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, that's that's very common.
An NHO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an NFT, except infinitely more valuable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to 50% on select flooring and find great savings throughout the store with the Don't Stress the Mess sale going on right now at Floorcraft Carpet One Floor and Home in San Francisco. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. Hopefully we'll have pictures of Jen Aniston's NHOs before.
You know, I think she's wearing a pretty dark color. It doesn't really show.
I feel like she had like a black shirt.
Oh, maybe
shirt
that's
and black
why. Well,
pants
look,
and
people watched closely enough and they didn't use that term I just shared with you, but they did absolutely mention that
here's
she
the
was
first thing I find.
Just that? Like Rachel Green.
Oh yeah, no, that's for there they are. There
yeah, but
they
it's
are.
Not, yeah, it's, not
a,
as...
it's a navy long sleeve shirt. And if you look closely, and clearly some people do, just below where her hair ends, there is full on nipplage.
Right. Okay, well, I guess I'm less worried about myself now then.
Yeah, no, it's you can barely see them, Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't worry, you're still into boobs.
Okay.
Well, honestly, when you back it up, you have to really zoom in to see that. Right. I guess maybe people were taking their time and just really looking.
Well, that's
people are so observant.
I think because it was such a thing on the television show, there were people who must have dialed into that specifically.
Yeah, sure. It's a good look.
I like it. Absolutely.
I think it looks good. Yeah. Let's think on that for a minute. Okay. Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
She has been handled by Roc Nation for a long time.
What do you mean handled? Like her management or her record label?
Her management. I think it's her. I'm not sure if it's her label, but they, according to a source, Mariah and Jay-Z, the head of Roc Nation, they had some kind of explosive meeting about the future of her career, and she was screaming, "I want nothing to do with you anymore." And reports are that they had a blowout, and she is done. She has left the management company, Roc Nation. She plans to make a formal departure in a few weeks, but it looks like they beat her to it. They deleted her from their site.
Oh,
wow.
He was like, get her off of there.
My baby.
So good. Oh.
I don't know what could have happened between them. I know that I have an agent, and I work with Workhouse Media, and it's really important. It's like a partnership, and you need that to go well. Like, you really, you know, you're not...
Well, you need to feel like someone's got your back, and
right,
they've got your best
interest.
Right,
but you also sort of, you're not in the same house, you're not in the same building, you're not a family member, so
no.
You, well, your whole career is sort of in someone else's hands. I also think that things can happen or go wrong where you'd find yourself going, I think I've been misrepresented here or something. That's
sure.
Not that it's happened to me, but I could see how it could.
Absolutely. This person is speaking for you.
Right.
And with the people who decide if you're going to work for them or not.
Right.
And it's and so I don't know if it's the mediator between her and a record label or her and the tour company or whatever it is. But either way, she and Jay-Z had a blowout fight. And it's over.
Oh.
It's over. She's currently getting ready to release an R&B-influenced album. She thinks she's found a new manager who believes in her. She says Roc Nation doesn't believe in her.
I would guess that most of Roc Nation's clients don't get a face-to-face with Jay-Z.
I would guess that, too.
You know?
Yeah. You meet with your agent. Or what have you. But, yeah,
right.
So it's Mariah Carey, it says here Mariah Carey dumped Jay-Z's Roc Nation. However, they beat her to the punch and took her off the site, so. Oh, there she is. Oh, she's so good. I want to hear some of the whistling, yeah.
Oh, the whistling.
Let's play Someday. That's my favorite toward the end when she goes, Someday. That little squeak. That whistling, God. You know who else can do that? It's Kelly Clarkson. She doesn't do it a lot, but I've seen her do it. And, man, that's a... That's a thing. I love that.
I like that.
That
Kelly Clarkson.
She's so good.
She's really good in Trolls. Really good.
Is she like a main character?
She's a country troll.
Oh, a country troll.
And she has a great song. She sings a great song in it, too.
Oh. Sing me a little of that.
I can't sing it.
Sure you can.
I can't. It's been. I haven't seen Trolls in a minute, so I can't sing it. But she's good. She's really good.
Here we go. Rin found it.
Coming up. This is their song. This is Someday.
Oh.
That's a song you chose, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just like the end of it where she goes, Someday. A little squeak.
Oh,
did you find the whistle?
And all these years just keep on.
This is Kelly Clarkson.
This is Kelly Clarkson from Trolls.
Oh,
you're going to love
sing it. Sing it.
And all this misery makes it hard to deny. We all know that we're just born to die. That's the way it goes when you're just born.
Sing it, Ben.
Oh, I can't. And Poppy and Branch are like looking on and they're all, oh my God, it's so sad. They don't know music's supposed to make you happy here. We should teach them. And then they come out of hiding and teach them that music's supposed to be fun and danceable and joyous.
Does
and then
Kelly
they get thrown in
the...
jail for being a crime against music.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, that's, well.
Oh, no.
Don't worry,
oh,
I'll be fine. And kids will watch anything 50 times, so.
You're right. They will.
They already know how it turns out. Amazon Prime Video has announced something. This is part of the celebration for Prime Day, which has become a thing. Mm-hmm. All these deals you can get up. It's like Black Friday on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So this Amazon Prime Day, I think it's like a whole weekend's worth. It's like the 22nd. I've got to have it in here somewhere.
21st and 22nd.
21st and 22nd. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Oh, that's a Monday and a Tuesday, isn't it? So it's just a two-day extravaganza, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime 2 days. So they are releasing that weekend this three-part show. It's called, let me see if I can find the exact title of it. Damn it. Of course I can't. I think it's called Prime Day Show.
Oh, boy.
This is, it's cool, though. It's got Billie Eilish is doing one of these. Her, H-E-R. And Kid Cudi, all three of them are each contributing. It's only a three-part show, and it is called The Prime Day Show. Amazon Prime Video has announced The Prime Day Show, a new limited series. It's a three-part musical special. It's going to arrive on June 17th in celebration of Prime Day, and it'll be available for 30 days with or without a Prime membership. So you can, if you see the logo on, you know, your TV somewhere, you can click on Amazon Prime and watch this. According to a press release, it's going to immerse customers in a unique experience that fuses performance and storytelling, taking fans to worlds that are inspired by the three people who are featured, Billie Eilish, Her, and Kid Cudi. So each of them got to make their own, it's like a special, and it sounds like it's got a framework, but each one of them, they've used their own imaginations to come up with what these shows are going to be. Watching these globally renowned artists create three shows from the depths of their imagination has been unlike anything we've ever done before. We're thrilled to bring fans along with us to celebrate these three remarkable artists and Prime Day. So Amazon Prime Day, the 21st and 22nd, but this is coming out on June 17th and it's available for 30 days. So if you love a little Billie Eilish...
That's right.
Here's a glimpse into her world.
And it says she's celebrating the show by releasing a range of merchandise exclusively on Amazon. Oh. So t-shirts and
I see. Ching,
ching, ching, ching,
ching, ching. Got a little merch tie in here. All right. I get it. But that's exciting. If you're a fan of Billie Eilish, Her, or Kid Cudi, there you go. There's another hour of stuff for you. So it was bound to happen. BTS, a worldwide sensation. People can't get enough BTS.
That's right.
They did the Korean boy band, I'm in. Well, just like One Direction, they're all spinning off and doing solo stuff.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's right. BTS member RM.
Who now?
RM.
Is he the good-looking
one? I think he's the one that only speaks English.
Oh, he can't speak Korean?
No, sorry.
Or the only one that
out
speaks
of like
English.
The seven, I think there's seven of them. That's
he speaks English. Yeah.
There's usually a few or a couple of them that will answer the question.
You should watch the Carpool Karaoke with BTS and James Gordon because they explain that, and all the other guys in the car don't know what's going on. Like they're keeping up, but it's funny.
This guy's having to tell them.
Yeah,
I see. So he's funny. Basically when they're in America or an English speaking country,
he's always the one that's doing
the
interviews.
He's the spokesperson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, people must know him the best because RM's got a brand new song out.
All right, RM.
He's got a new solo song called Bicycle. Do you have a little taste
I
of
sure do.
Bicycle?
I sure do. 언제나 저런 날 맞아주는 옆은 지에 떨래. I wanna keep the bass down low. Bars on him, huh? I
don't see no cause. Is that a guest? Or is that RM's?
I believe it's all him.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
Seems weird you'd leave your boy group and get other guests on your album. I think it should all be him, don't you?
I think so too. It's very I expected
well,
his
like
voice
guy
to
that,
be
like,
much less manly, I guess.
In the
I
group, so.
Oh.
I think that's him.
Kind of does let me ask you this: when RM, the spokes voice of BTS, answered the questions from James Corden, does he have a voice like this? Hello, Mr. Corden.
No, I don't really remember what his voice sounds. No, it doesn't. It's kind of like that. It's not that as raspy, I should say.
I see.
Yeah.
So this is an affectation he's put on for this song.
Yeah.
Well, it's a what a great song it is. Bicycle, it's called.
If you want, so the chorus says, if you're sad, let's ride a bicycle. Let's put the wind under our feet. Let's ride a bicycle with arms open freely.
Awesome. I really think you should have your hands on the steering wheel, but or the handlebars, I guess they're called on a bike. Whatever the hell they
all
are.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you could have a steering wheel on a bike. That might be kind of fun. A little horn honk honk. Oh, that'd be fun. Anyway, BTS, it looks I'm sure they're still together and I'm sure they'll continue to perform together, but RM is branching out with the song Bicycle. Mm. If you're feeling sad, let's go on a bicycle.
RM Bicycle. Let's see how many views he has.
I think there's a video out too. If you're really that into it, that you gotta go find that. On the other side of the world, Styx. They have been talking about this new album that they're putting out. It's called Crash of the Crown, and it's coming out on June 18th. Unfortunately, we'll be on vacation, so we won't get to play you every single track on that. Stop it. But we are going to hear a new song today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Reveries. This is a new song from Styx.
And he has his hand up.
Vinny's hands up.
So is this Styx without Dennis DeYoung? He's been kicked from the band, right?
I have not seen his name in any of this stuff. And when I looked on Wikipedia to see if he was still in the band, he's listed as a former band member. So I'm going to say no.
All right.
But Reveries, and they do say it's written music and lyrics by Tommy Shaw. Oh, this is Reveries.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Gathering the evidence of my life. I'm a rarity, craving popularity, just slow down. Love me like you know me.
I do like his voice. That's terrible.
Can you tell he loves the Beatles, though?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Very Beatlesque, but has enough Styx in there that it's recognizable.
I feel like that is, wow. Okay, so you love the Beatles and haven't changed since.
That is fantastic. Oh, so this is the chorus. Well, I guess I'm probably the only person excited, but I am excited. So. There's that. I don't know how you feel
about
it.
I'm sure someone listening is also excited.
Sure. There's someone else going, yeah, oh, Styx, I love them. Tommy Shaw is so cute. I do love
him. He's got a good surgeon, too.
Oh, boy. He looks great. Got to be in his 60s.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like, wow, his eyes are 10 times fresher than my own. I certainly could use a name or two. Sheesh.
Sinead O'Connor is announcing her retirement from touring and recording.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I was in the middle of a story, wasn't I? Sinead O'Connor announces retirement from touring and recording. She's saying, it's been a 40-year journey. Time to put the feet up and make other dreams come true.
Okay. Well, she's had a lot of health issues, and
she has. Mental and physical health.
Yeah, I want her to be safe.
In a series of tweets over the weekend, she said she's retiring from touring and recording. She actually has a record coming out in 22. Oh, this is kind of funny. She says, this is to announce my retirement from touring and from working in the record business. I've gotten older and I'm tired, so it's time for me to hang up my nipple tassels, having truly given my all. She says, cute. NVDA in 2022 will be my last release. And there'll be no more touring, no more promo. And a fan said, what about your upcoming concert dates? And she said, yes, all shows that were originally set for 2020, rescheduled to 2021 and then to 2022 are going to be pulled because this soldier woman has grown old quicker than COVID. #MeTime. And she says, it's not bad news, it's great news. Staggeringly beautiful news. A wise warrior knows when he or she should retreat.
If she's made enough money to tap out, then I'd say good for her.
I agree. I don't know what Sinead O'Connor's net worth is, but isn't she? She's like a preacher now.
Oh, they say that she's worth $400,000.
That doesn't seem like enough.
That's the first thing that pops up. Let's see if there's anything.
That actually seems so low. I don't know
it
what
seems
she, you know,
really
she
low,
had
but
some
she's
real big
she's
hits.
Someone who, though we know her name, she's had mental health struggles for a long time. So we don't know what family she was supporting. I don't know really.
You don't know anything about me really when it comes right down to it.
No.
And what I'm going to do now is retire. So all your leeches can sod off.
Can you say that?
I don't know. I mean, that's just an English. I hear it on English shows.
All right.
Well, Nicole's not even paying attention.
So. No, I've heard totally some English fine. People say some stuff you definitely can't say on the radio, though.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can just tell. Just right. You hear it and you go, that sounds terrible. Whatever that is. No. And I'll leave with this note. Ariana Grande recently got married, and PETA, who loves Ariana Grande, sent the perfect wedding gift for two. They sent her and her new husband a vegan tandem bicycle. I didn't know we had to have animals involved in bicycles, but it turns out there are actually certified vegan bicycles, and it's a bicycle built for two. Which is adorable.
Well, what would it be? The bike seat?
I guess. Could be
the only leather item, right?
Maybe there's something in tires that's made from like horse hooves or something. I don't know, Vin.
Horse hooves?
I don't know. Don't they say they use that in adhesive and stuff for like the stickers on a bike?
Yeah,
or it's
I'm
a certified.
Mad, though. I don't want horse hooves in my tires.
No, I don't want that in my tires, and I don't want a leather seat either, right? If I'm a big PETA supporter, and she is, so it's a certified vegan bicycle built for two. Congratulations on your wedding, Ariana. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
An expensive parking space. And the question is, should you ask your partner how many people they've had sex with? I have an answer.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.